All right, good evening, BBS Radio. Here's a group of people on a conference call currently that welcomes you. Thank you for joining in with this group. My name is Gijs Minderhuis, calling in from Magalia, California. It is today, Wednesday, February the 24th, 2016. Thank you for being here. This is the Wednesday call, meaning that you got questions, we got answers. Wynn and Terry Brown will be here shortly. In the meantime, it is 6 o'clock Pacific time. So we'll start going here in just a moment. All right, I did turn the dings off, and we had some at least one person joined in on the conference call here in the last minute. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
John.
Hi.
Gail from New Jersey. Oh,
Gail, welcome to the call.
Hi.
Hello, Betty from Ohio.
I did hear John from Vegas. Hi, John.
Hello from Ohio.
And I heard somebody else from Ohio.
Shirley.
Hi, Shirley. Welcome back.
Way from North Carolina.
Welcome, North Carolina represented. I like
it. Deb in Oregon.
Hello, Beth. Welcome to the call.
Hi, this
Mary
is
Lou.
Rebecca in Cottonwood, Arizona.
And Mary from Arizona, welcome to the call.
Mary Lou from Tennessee.
And hello, Mary Lou. Welcome. Good evening.
Good evening to you.
Thank you.
Now
wonderful.
Terry Brown.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, Mircea.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hello, Terry.
Well, wherever you are.
Now, Terry, you're not calling from your cell phone, or are you?
I am, yes.
You are?
But it's so odd, because the other day you had a 440 area code, and today you have a 512 area code.
512. That's Austin, Texas.
512 is in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, that's Roger. 512 is Austin.
Hello, Roger.
Hi.
I see you as 512, but
Roger.
Terry also has a 512.
That was just Roger talking.
Yeah.
Yes. Hey, guys.
Hey, Wynn. Good evening.
Hey, Wynn.
Hello, Mr. Wynn.
Hey.
I was listening to your music and playing your music earlier to no one.
To no one?
Yes,
no
I
one.
Signed up in the wrong console for the wrong day. So I was playing your music and nobody got the benefit but me. But I was enjoying it. I loved it.
All by myself. All right, so we are live worldwide through internet radio with BBS, located in Paradise, California. Good to have you all on this beautiful Wednesday. We have the host present.
Is Marilyn Lawrence on the call?
Yes.
Hi,
I'm
Marilyn.
Here. That was a great call on Monday. It was a great call. I loved it. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you guys made it, you and Aaron. So it was really enjoyable to do. Thank you so much.
Thanks
but,
for having
you know, that was a good idea doing a little thing on, you know, with the Elohim on the concept of the call.
Yes, I
thought that was. That was very effective. And it's less energy for us to do it that way than to do it live in general. So,
well, they really added a dimension and a concept, the take on it, that I thought was really wonderful.
Yeah, so congratulations. And I got a lot of good feedback from it.
Good.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Including from Terry, okay?
Ah, well, that is good. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Okay, let's see here.
I'm supposed to have a 626 area code. I don't know why I have a different one.
Well, it's probably the NSA.
No, we can't blame everything on that.
We can probably blame. There's probably more going on than you can believe.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
I was thinking of doing a Monday call on the topic of Satan. Satan?
Oh,
Satan,
no.
Right?
No.
No, I won't do it. We won't do a channeling, okay? But I think I know enough now to know how they operate. And you know, knowing how they operate increases one's discernment immensely, okay? I mean, there's decisions I might make in the future because I know how they operate. And otherwise, I could be fooled. It's very easy to be tricked in this realm. So I'll think about it. I'll give a warning so that people
it's
don't think they can handle
energy,
it.
If we bring in the energy of it,
We'll do a session, and I'll ask them what they think. Okay, I mean they have said in the past that you know, there's one theory that never talk about anything negative, never look at it, okay, because yes, it brings in the energy. And the other theory is that by understanding how it all works, it helps you avoid the doo-doo, okay? Because they are masters at setting traps. And if you're very, very intuitive, you might be able to recognize the energy of a trap and just stay out of it. But if you're not, it's good to know what a trap might looks like, because their traps can be very effective. It's kind of like when you figure out where you stepped, it's too late oftentimes. And in any case, that's the way it is.
Hi, Kevin.
What's that?
A little too close to the mic.
Okay. Probably because I'm talking about the devil.
You know, when I think of it, you know, we've had and done, you know, paid attention to other entities in the past which unwanted come in, so I think you'd be careful with that.
Well, you do have to be careful. I'll do a little session. I'll ask them what they think, if I can talk about this or not, okay? You know, I'll give you an example. No, I shouldn't give you
an example.
All right.
You're cutting out.
I don't know. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
I heard you good.
All right. Let me see if we have any questions today.
I'm going to start the recording, okay?
No, it's okay. All right. We got all these questions that came in at the last minute. All right, so I need to get them on my list. God, I said, I thought that maybe I was going to have to make up questions, okay?
Your good headset. What did you do with your good headset?
This is my good headset. I can call back on Skype.
Maybe if you backed away from the mic a little bit.
Is that better now?
Still distorted. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Some satanic influences, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We're so unprofessional. We have to go through this every time, okay? And Gary, it must be your fault.
No, I hear the same thing.
I'm still distorted.
Just a little bit. It's good enough. Let's call good. Right, Terry?
I mean, should I call back on Skype?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
All right. Okay.
Good
talking, guys.
This conference is being recorded.
This is February 24th, 2016. Wynn and Terry in Sedona. And our sources everywhere. And this is the evening we ask questions. Now, I'll tell you what, before I call in the light and before we officially start, okay, somebody sent a question, which I am just going to address for my own conscious mind. And it had to, you know, we were talking before the call started about the negative and how hard it can be in this realm to discern. And many of us are busy searching the internet, including me, looking for things that resonate, that correlate, looking for expanded points of view that are different from what we already know. And, you know, I have come to have some sense of identifying things that are negative. Like, for example, at this point in my evaluation of things, anyone who says that the whole planet is going to ascend is not positive, okay? Now, they may be positive personally. It doesn't mean they're not positive and have positive intents. But if they're channeling, they've got some kind of source, then I don't get any confirmation that the whole planet is going to ascend. And
what do you mean by the whole planet? Do you mean all the people on it, or do you mean the Earth itself?
Well, different people have different points of view. Some people say the Earth is going to ascend. That's possible. But some people say the whole planet, all the people on the planet are going to ascend, okay, and move to another level. And that the problem with that is that so many people on the planet are committed to a negative path. And how can the universe force those people to change when they don't want to? So right there's something off in that idea. And that if we have a free will universe, then 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 that it can't work that way. And the whole planet cannot ascend until everybody wants to move to a higher dimension. And there's going to be some kind of individual, according to our sources, there's going to be some kind of individual ascension that happens after you die, not while you're in your body. They said, when we asked questions about it, that there's a very small percentage of people that that might be possible for. But to ascend in your body, you need, now I'm just telling you, this is the way they tell me, but it makes sense to me. You need all your chakras open, okay? And that's seven chakras, at least open maybe 50%, maybe more. And for most of us, that's not possible. And that means you'll go through some kind of ascension after you die. And in which case, you only need your heart chakra open. That's 51% heart chakra. And so, how do we do that? How do you get, you know, the big challenge every one of us has is how do we get our heart chakra open? So the question I wanted to answer that somebody had sent, and I don't have the question in front of me, but in general, there's a guy by the name of Ed Danes on Coast to Coast, and he keeps talking about a kill shot. It's going to come down on the planet, some kind of... Terry, you followed Ed Danes more than me. What is this kill shot?
Kill shot is where the sun fires off a flare that hits Earth. And it can actually burn some of the Earth and knock out the grids. And he said it for, ever since I've known him, for years and years. He said that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I took his course a couple times, his remote viewing course. But he's consistently said it.
Now, in relationship to the idea of remote viewing and Ed Danes. First of all, remote viewing is something, and the word probably comes from the CIA. And the CIA was doing all of these things to train people to be psychic. And to view things at a distance. And so the idea was to be able to have some kind of military advantage by being able to see what the adversary or the enemy is doing, okay? And Ed Danes was on that team to do that. Now, one of the best examples of someone who seems to be able to remote view was Uri Geller. And they actually did experiments with Uri Geller at Stanford. It's called Stanford Research Institute, SRI. And he demonstrated scientifically the ability that if somebody had a picture in an envelope, he could tell them what the picture was. I believe he could even do it at a distance, but I'm not sure about that. But if the picture was in the same room, if it was a circle or a square or something, or even something more elaborate, he could even draw the picture. And under scientific controls, he demonstrated the ability to do it. So there is the ability to look at things somewhere else and say what they are. But it's all mixed up with the CIA, so who knows what other things are connected to that ability. When it comes to Ed Danes, I believe, Terry, did he acknowledge himself to be an assassin for the CIA?
Not in front of me, but he made the comment once that he was going to stop working for him because he didn't want to go into countries and to take over their oil and set stuff up to take their oil.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I absolutely don't trust Ed Danes, okay? And I don't trust his intent. Terry was commenting that before this thing in Ukraine happened, Ed Danes was living in Ukraine. Now, we don't know for sure there was more to it than that, but the thought that came to Terry's mind was that he was involved in military stuff that was helping to create the problems in Ukraine. You know, now, I don't know if anyone else said that, but that may not be true.
I never heard
okay?
anyone. Yeah, I never heard anyone say that.
Yeah. Yeah, that may not be true, but it was just kind of unusual that he was in Ukraine when all that was going on. And why would he be in the Ukraine? What a funny place to be. He got married, right, Terry?
Yeah, he said he was going to marry a Ukraine girl, and so he was moving there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm not going to give Ed Danes any credence. I'm not going to ask that question, okay, at least not tonight publicly, okay? And there's a lot of people that say a lot of stuff, like Nibiru is coming, like there are some things that are really to be concerned about. Like one of the things is there's this idea that the Chinese and the Russians have the ability to set off a nuclear weapon high above somewhere and cause a breakdown in the electric grid system that would totally disable the country. And that if we push them to the limit, they might do that, okay? That's one idea. So you have to prepare yourself for that possibility, okay?
North Korea may be looking into that potential.
Mm-hmm. All right. So on that note, let's go into our questions for tonight, okay? And Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls, and we invite those sources that are positive service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls with us and them. And we have a protective energy that only the positive can access. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra'an, and we come together as a soul group to move into the space of Earth, and as we focus and refocus into the space, we connect and offer connection to each and every person who wishes to connect. We are a very high frequency, so it is hard to connect with us as we are out of the range of the majority of frequencies on the Earth plane. We are honored to be here and offer our services. If, when we answer a question, it does not seem to resonate with you, then discard it, because it does not apply to you at that time. Do you have questions?
Yeah, I would like to start out with a question for me. And the question goes like this. If you were going to look at us and the work our group is doing, how would you evaluate it? What comment would you make to our contribution as a group? Thank you.
Thank you. The contribution is contained in the individual growth or realizations or the potential to learn, to teach to the people who are listening or taking part or reading the transcripts or listening to the transcripts and those listening to BBS. The groups, the individual make up the group, and the group's goals help set direction for the movement of the group through the third dimension and creates a motion towards growth, increase of knowledge, aid in help in negotiating the difficult third dimensional life. Each little cognition, each realization helps the whole. And perhaps more important, each individual, as they increase their knowledge and their growth, is like a flower that is able to grow and bloom. We are getting an echo.
Let me see what's going on and see if somebody is
Perhaps it is handled now. We no longer hear the echo.
Okay.
But each individual is very, very important in dealing the one individual's growth. And as each one has a success or a healing or a growth or realization, we experience great joy.
Thank you. And as each one has an individual growth, how do we really impact the planet as a whole?
It places its own energy into the consciousness of the group and contributes to the overall growth of the group, the overall change of energy in varying degrees. It has a lot of factors. The viability of the total energy, the energy that is available in the earth plane with the people that are not involved. The energy can overcome to some degree, but depending upon the news or the factors that create the energy, if we look at a mathematical equation towards the result, towards the outcome, one person with intense energy towards growth and healing can move others into their sphere of passion and increase their movement forward.
Thank you. All right. Question here. We have Bill. Now, I am looking for Bill's location, and he didn't give it here. Bill, you're supposed to give your location. Let me just double check. Email me your physical location, if you don't mind, if you're listening right now, and I will ask your question. Okay? Let me just make sure it's not up here. While I'm looking for Bill's location, his email, make sure he didn't give it to me. There's something that was called the second wave of ascension. Actually, it was came through Daphne, but it's not something that's been referred to. And at the time, Daphne was doing those initial sessions, which was started in 2002. Some of the information has changed, and there was thought that a first wave of people were going to leave, and a second wave of people. And Mary Lou asks, will we be consciously aware of our ascension? And will our past ascend with us? Mary Lou in Maryville, Tennessee. And thank you for having the city, Mary Lou.
Well, what is her city?
Maryville, Tennessee.
And when she mentioned something ascending with her, she said, what was that?
Her pet. Her pet.
I see. It is an entirely individual thing, and it is based upon all the factors that occur during your ascension, your ability to track what is going on around you, your ability to see the higher forces extending their hand out to you, in some cases, pets do ascend with their masters. It depends upon the pet's goals and the pet's desires. So it is not a blanket statement that this will happen.
Okay, thank you. This is from, let me see here. Who is this from?
Pardon?
Just a moment, okay. Dan Bettnick asks, and he didn't give his location either, but
what is his name?
Dan. This question is more
Dan.
General. Dan, D-A-N.
Dan, okay.
I have often heard near-death experiencers say they didn't want to go back to their bodies, but their guide said, you have to go back, your time isn't here yet. And his question is, what happened to free will? Two, are the guides on the other side just a screen memory inserted into the spirit's mind at Heaven's Gate? So they will be duped into returning to Earth instead of ascending to higher dimensions.
Thank you. Not all guides have all the information that they need, or they have not completed their learning. Sometimes guides do have other information about the future that when they say the individual needs to go back, they have access to information concerning the person's contract with the realm, concerning information about what the person wishes to learn. And so they give guidance. It is not the highest information sometimes when the guide indicates that the person needs to go back. It is from the guide's own learning and connection with the areas which he is in charge of. Sometimes future track can be seen by the guide, which shows that the person, when they go back, would be able to complete the learning, the growth that they had wished, and if they did not go back, would not be able to complete their own goals in having come into the light in the first place.
Thank you. There is an idea that goes around that we have guides and the guides are smarter than us and we should follow our guides. And I'm not sure that's always correct, and I'm not sure what we term our guides may always be positive. Do you have any comment on that?
The guides are learning also. They have their own growth pattern, their own knowledge that they need to learn. The guides are not in the highest realm. They're often from the heavenly realm, but there are many levels higher than that. And often individuals, angels from heaven, do not know the whole story. They have much to learn. When Carla gave assigned angels to individuals, often the individuals who were assigned the angels wanted the angels to give them knowledge and to clear up all their problems. And the angels could not. The angels could and were at a level of providing love and encouragement, but did not know all the answers. So eventually, Carla stopped assigning angels.
Thank you. Next question is from Rebecca in Cottonwood. And she asks, how can I stop feeling alone, in poverty, betrayed, angry, and useless, and seemingly powerless because of a sleeping planet?
Because of what?
A sleeping planet.
Thank you. Follow this, the things that you have said. We are working with you when we are speaking to take the shrouds of the loneliness, to take the shrouds of the feeling of disconnection, to take them down and know that at the base of it all, you are worthy of love and God has never stopped loving you. We are talking slowly as we are giving you, surrounding you with love. However, if it surrounds you with love, you need to open your own sense of worthiness and deserving of that love. You need to take down any barrier that says you are not worth it, you don't deserve it, and you need to work on that so that you can begin to see the love that is around you and be open to let it in.
Thank you. And Rebecca, tell you what, you're in Cottonwood. You know, Cottonwood is about 15 miles from Sedona. If you email me and say, I want to take you and Terry to lunch, we'll find a really cheap restaurant to go to and go with you, okay? How's that for a deal? All right? And I think it's important that you, even though you feel in poverty, that you can afford to just do that much. We'll make it cheap. Don't worry. Okay? And next question here from Joseph, where are you located? You guys, please, when you ask questions, give your location, because that helps them find you. I mean, this is real. They're really looking at you. Many of you who have asked questions have learned that, okay? And let me see here. Bill Hughes, let me just make sure he didn't have his. And he doesn't have his NY cap. I don't know if he might be in New York, but just, Bill, come on, send me your location. I'm on my email right now. Unless you're on, I'll listen afterwards or something. But the question from Joe. And maybe it's I can ask it as a general question, because obviously he means it personally. But like they just did with Rebecca, where they went and worked with the energy of Rebecca, they could answer it like a kind of, a distant question in general. But it's much cooler if you can get them to look into your field, put energy into your field. So the question he's asking is, would the Elohim be willing to assist one in overcoming their addiction and setting them back on a spiritual path? Thank you.
Are we asking for Bill?
This is Joseph, okay?
So,
Joe from Arizona on the line. It might be him.
Bill from Arizona?
Joe from Arizona.
Just the elevator. Well,
would you repeat the question?
Let me open up a second and see if Joe's on the line, okay?
All callers are unmuted.
Joe, are you on the line?
Oh, let's see.
Or just say your city, if you want. Arizona? Did I get Arizona?
Denver.
Okay. Denver? Did I get Denver? Did I get Denver? For Joe? You know, I think it's better if let me ask their sources. Maybe they tuned into me.
All callers are muted.
Could you repeat Joe's question?
The question is, are the Elohim willing to assist one in overcoming their addiction and setting them back on a spiritual path?
Thank you. We take a look. We are always available to give help, and sometimes consider synchronicities of incidents that allow growth to happen. When one has a pattern of addiction, one can move out of the pattern. However, in the moving out of the pattern, it can be difficult, particularly at first. The longer one is out of the pattern, the easier it gets. You need to reestablish a different pattern. The impetus for the addiction can also have nutritional and cause nutritional deficiencies, which then causes the desire for the addictive substance to be taken more, and the more the addictive substance is taken, the more that the individual depletes the body of the necessary minerals and nutrients that it needs to build the non-addictive pattern. For instance, if one has a craving for sugar, they tend to be deficient in B vitamins, and the sugar burns them up, and the individual simply has a craving for more sugar. This is true with other substances. We see a longer-term pattern here, a pattern of wishing and thinking that you will feel good and handle things better with the addiction in play. This tends to be self-deceptive and a look at it can be elusive. We urge you on, we surround you with love, and we take a look deeper and see a basis for the addiction. And we, for the moment, set it aside to help you get a grasp on building a life without it. We see the attraction of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question from Annie, who officially lives in Northville, MI. Is MI Michigan or Minnesota? I think it's Michigan, okay? But she's right now, Michigan, right? And she's right now in Asheville, North Carolina. And her name is Annie. She goes sometimes by Prudence. And this is her first time with a question. I was told, and there's a little mystery here, she doesn't say who told her this, but I'll just read it as it comes. I was told to remember who I am, you forget who you are. Who am I? If that is too weird, where am I supposed to be living in the next few months? I am at a crossroads. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you. One question follows the other. When you center yourself and you come from your heart, not your mind, you can, from the basis of centering, reach out and all of the other questions will fall into place. The question involves not only who are you and where should I live, but who should your friends be and what type of life should you build? We suggest you to take a look at the creative, healthy things in your life and see what passion you have and rank them with passion. What is it that really attracts you, that makes you feel worthwhile and good and contributing? And take a look at how you can build that into your life, who your friends will be when you build that into your life, what your job will be, and this is a start.
Thank you. There's a lady by the name of, let's see here. We'll find it to the end. Well, we're just putting Chris Jackson, I think his name. She didn't send her name, she didn't send her city. And Chris, I think your name is Chris. If that was the email, she just wants the light sent to her dog named Angel, who is unwell, and she can't get her to the vet until morning. So she's got rapid breathing, low appetite, needs to be carried today on a walk. She usually would. But in any case, that's all I'm going to say about that. We're coming to the end of our call. Stay. And Chris, and anyone else, the official place to put things in the light is on our Sunday call. And we have a list that we go through. It's called intheLights.intelligent-infinity.com. If you're getting our emails, there's a link to that list. And many people have had positive results by doing it. We actually read the list live on the call. We don't do it on Wednesday, because otherwise Wednesday would turn into a healing disc call. We do it on Sunday. So on that note, we're going to bring this call to an end, 7:56, or 1 minute over. Thank you, Terry. Thank you all who are listening. Thank you all who are listening on the internet and on the replays. We love you, and we'll see you next time.
We have something special.
All callers are unmuted.
Oh, wait. You're right. I forgot to say. On Saturday, hang on a second.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Every Saturday at 2 p.m. Pacific, we do a little conference call with Jerry Friedman. And on this Saturday's call, Ed Spina is going to show up and do one of his energy clearings. So send me an email. I will make sure you get the phone number for that call at 2 o'clock. Ed Spina's energy clearings are really awesome. People feel the energy. And I get lots of emails from people who have worked with him. So, Hayes, is that what you wanted me to say?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me.
Really, it's not really an energy clearing. It's going to be an energy healing for Dr. Friedman.
Energy healing.
Yes. But the email that you sent out tonight said one, but it's really two.
Two Pacific.
Two Pacific, yes. And it's going to be an energy healing meditation for Dr.
Okay, Friedman. Well, how did I get that wrong? I know it was two. All right. No. I thought it was two. It's two Pacific. Does that
correct.
Mean it's three Arizona time? Is that the idea?
Correct.
Yes. Three Arizona.
Okay. I thought it was two Arizona. All right. Okay. So, but people have to call and request anyway, so we can correct that when they do that. Okay. So
okay.
Just if you re- if you respond to today's email and just ask me, how do I get on that call, I'll make sure you know. Okay? All right. On that note,
all callers are unmuted.
Thank you. Are all.
Hey, sweet dreams.
Thank you all so much. Good luck.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Gwen. Thanks, Carrie. Thanks, guys.
Bye, you guys. Bye-bye.